Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Here we go with the phone tap. You know what? Let's get someone on the phone and make them mad. The letter came in saying, "Dear Elvis Duran, my husband Kevin is doing a whole lot of work in our front yard. He has our entire front lawn area by the sidewalk ripped up, putting in new sprinkler pipes, and you know it's just a big mess. I've been nagging him for over 6 months to fix it up because it's an eyesore for the neighborhood. The sprinkler pipes are blocking the sidewalk. You can't walk by on the street without walking through mud. It's just a mess. So, knowing that my husband Kevin worked very hard as a police officer, he insists on doing the sprinkler job himself. He's very hard-headed that way. Let's teach him a lesson. Why don't you call him as someone who's sick and tired of our front yard mess? He'll freak! This comes to us from Susan. All right, David Brody's going to do the phone tap with Susan listening in on the other line. Susan's going to start out with a call to her husband. Let's listen in to today's phone tap.
Hello?
Kevin?
Yeah?
There's a guy. He just called me. His name is Eddie. He's flipping out about the front yard. He's pissed off. His kid keeps walking in the dirt. I gave him your cell phone number, all right? Just talk to him, please. You're a cop. I can't deal with this. I'm, like, shaking. He was all pissed off yelling at me, all right? He's going to call you now, okay?
All right.
Bye.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin, my name is Eddie. Did your wife tell you I was calling?
Yeah, she just called me. What's up?
Look, my son Steven goes to his nishmas, and I park on your block sometimes to drive him to school.
Okay.
What the hell's going on with your house?
Go contact the police if you have an issue.
Listen, I've seen you out there. You're one of those rent-a-cop guys, right? Why can't you deal with it?
Rent-a-cop? What the hell are you talking about? Go to the local police.
Why don't you finish the damn thing?
When I get to it, I'll get to it.
You've been working on it for like 6 months now.
Well, you want to know something? I'm working on a lot of other stuff.
Like what? The rest of the house doesn't look so great. What are you working on?
Where do you live? Where are you living, Woodridge?
Don't worry about where I live. I live in a house. I take care of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my lawn is mowed. I don't have a mess of dirt everywhere, ripping up the sidewalk. That's right.
Why don't you complain about the people that put the fake shit out?
Like who?
Drive around town. You'll see the fake grass. That's where the wuss is. At least I'm doing it the right way.
By ripping up the street, how long does it take to plant grass?
You want to know something? Right now, it takes a while to start growing. Seed and none of that fake sod shit. Get the real stuff. Do it like a man.
Oh, do it like a man. So your house looks like crap.
My house doesn't look like crap.
It doesn't?
What's that? You never seen dirt before? Well, maybe you should do some research before you start arguing. You're out of your mind, guys.
I'm out of my mind? What are you talking about?
So go to the police. Why do you put the complaint in? We'll handle it that way.
Now, what do you work in, a warehouse? What are you, security guard?
Yeah, security guard. Yep, that's it. I'm a security guard, yep.
You know what? I'm in front of your house right now.
That's
okay?
Nice.
I'm looking at the mess right now. I'm taking pictures.
Good. Take pictures. Go ahead. Want to call the cops there and have them? You can talk to them. Give them the pictures. Put a complaint in right there.
Where I come from, we don't make complaints like that.
Yeah. You don't make complaints. But you call up threatening on the phone, right? Like you're this big tough guy.
I'm tougher than you there, Shorty.
Yeah, okay. So why don't you ever address it when I'm out there?
Because I don't deal with rent-a-cops.
Why not? So you're a big jerk-off.
Why am I a jerk-off? Hello? Okay, we got him a little bit there. You're going to call him now?
Okay.
All right, ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Kev?
Yeah?
The guy is outside. He's pacing back and forth. I don't know what to do.
What?
He's going to freaking break your window.
He just broke my window?
He just freaking broke your window.
I'm calling the cops.
What?
My car?
Oh, my God. Kev, you better come home.
You can clean up all the glass now and the dirt for all I care.
Oh, you know, it was a tough guy. Why not some? Why don't you wait there? The cops are already on their way. I just gave them a call.
You just gave them? I'll be long gone.
And what's this you're picking on my wife?
Your wife.
My wife's hysterical over there. She said you broke my window?
Two of them.
Oh, two of them?
Yeah, I didn't get your side view mirror. Hold on. Oh, there you go.
Do all the damage you want. Go ahead. I don't give a
Hold on. I got a tail light here. Hold on. Oh, yeah, right there.
Oh, yeah. You're acting all tough.
That's right. Keep talking. I got another minute or two before I got to worry about leaving.
The cops are already on their way, you jerk.
Yeah, here's your back window. Oh, yes.
You're a real man.
I don't see any cops coming. I don't hear any sirens.
Don't worry. They'll be in about a minute.
Uh-huh. I'm worried. The f*** is that? Oh, so you did call the cops.
The cops are on their way to my house because I know all the cops.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah?
Buddy, you've been phone tapped.
Get the f*** out of here.
I love you.
Hey, Kevin, anything you'd like to say to your wife?
Yeah, go f*** yourself.
The Elvis Duran phone tap. This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.